I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
To be in a conversation with those two guys, myself and AD, it's just very humbling.
LeBron James and LA Lakers power forward Anthony Davis are being compared with Lakers greats Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant as they move closer to the 17th National Basketball Association championship title for the storied franchise.
You know, obviously being in high school and watching the Kobe Shaq duo, it was the most dominant duo that I have personally seen in my life from a basketball perspective. I hadn't seen, obviously we knew the force that Shaq brought to the table, but the elegance and force that Kobe played with as well. They were very dominant in what they did on the floor, on both sides of the floor.
Standing in the way at the Orlando, Florida NBA bubble is a talented Miami Heat team. After jumping to a 2-0 series lead in the best of seven championship, Miami won game three, which forced James and the Lakers to reevaluate.
Myself, Coach, and AD was not happy with our defensive presence tonight. We know we can be a lot better, and we're just myself and AD, we're not satisfied. We want to be great. We want to be great. As close to 48 minutes as possible.
The loss reminded Anthony Davis that the Lakers must remain grounded and be ready for anything from Miami.
Now, this team has shown that they're able to, fight back, even when they're down 20, 30, whatever it is, they're able to fight back and make plays. We can't get too high, especially with this team. They always had that next man up mentality, and they come and they play every night. They play hard, play physical, they play aggressive.
And James knows the Heat has deep talent that can strike at any time.
We're playing against a very dangerous team in Miami where, they have five guys on the floor that's a threat. So we have to continue to stay on our P's and Q's and cross our T's and dot our I's throughout the course of the game and just, if we have a breakdown, being able to cover for one another, but they do a great job of putting your defense in positions that you may not be accustomed to.
After a close first half in Game 4 Tuesday, the Lakers beat the Heat 102-96 to take a commanding 3-1 series advantage. The Seattle Storm has won the 2020 WNBA Finals, sweeping the Las Vegas Aces in the best-of-five series with a dominant 92-59 win Tuesday in Game 3. The championship is Seattle's fourth overall and second in last 3 years, previously winning it all in 2004, 2010, and 2018. Like the NBA, this was an unprecedented season for the women's version, which took place in Bradenton, Florida, in what was deemed as the Wubble, a play on words for the bubble. The French Open tennis tournament is rapidly heading toward the men's and women's singles finals, and once again, world number one Novak Djokovic of Serbia is vying for the Grand Slam crown. He tied a record shared by Roger Federer of Switzerland and Spaniard Rafael Nadal by reaching the fourth round for the 11th consecutive time. He did it with a 6-love, 6-3, 6-2 victory over Colombian Daniel Alahigalan.
There is heightened awareness or so to say caution when you play someone for the first time, because obviously, they can come out firing and really have nothing to lose and just play the tennis of their lives. But I think also on the other side, I think if you impose yourself from the very beginning on the court, which I have in the first three matches here, then it makes it hard for them to really believe that they can come back and make a turnaround in the match.
Djokovic, the number one French Open seed, dropped just five games in each of his first three matches. While challenged less than he says, the Serb would like to see a modern touch added to an old event.
With all my respect for the tradition and the culture that we have in this sport, when it comes to people present on the court during a match, including line umpires, I really don't see a reason why every single tournament in this world, in this technological advanced era, would not have what we had during Cincinnati/New York tournament. I just the technology is so advanced right now, there's absolutely no reason why you should keep line umpires on the court.
Roland Garros has added an important modern amenity, a roof for center court. Djokovic played his third round match as light rain fell on the clay in the first set. As the shower grew stronger, the roof was closed. Sherha Kitada of Ethiopia ran to one of the biggest sporting upsets of the year Sunday by winning the London Marathon, where favorite Eliud Kipchoge finished eighth. Kitada won in a time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, 41 seconds, as the world record holder Kipchoge suffered his first marathon loss in 7 years. With his first London Marathon title, Kitada was quick to acknowledge the impact of Kipchoge, the first and only man to break 2 hours over the grueling 42.2-kilometer distance. First of all, I want to say about Kipchoge, he is the greatest person in this world. He did in his life more than science thought. He did more than sub 2 hours. Science says nobody can run sub 2. Again, Eliud Kipchoge and his life has changed our sport. Kenya's Bridget Koske thanked the City of London and race organizers after she retained her London Marathon title on a drab and chilly day in the English capital, breaking the tape at 2 hours, 18 minutes, 58 seconds, 4 minutes off of her world record.
It's too hard to prepare this marathon because of this COVID-19. Everywhere in the world is just seeing a London Marathon, how will it go? So, and I hope we did good yesterday. And we hope by the end of this year, everything is okay. And by next year, we will prepare ourselves well.
Koske was grateful the event happened at all, after a year which has seen the sporting calendar hugely affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
It feels incredible. It's starting to sink in a little bit now.
Golfer Aaron Ray defeated English compatriot Tommy Fleetwood in a playoff to win his first Rolex Series title at the 2020 Aberdeen Standard Investments Scottish Open.
I played a lot in Scotland growing up. Dreamed of playing in a European Tour event in Scotland. To be able to play in it was incredible a couple of years ago, and to be able to go a step further and win is an incredible feeling.
Ray tried to keep himself apart from what was happening elsewhere on the course.
I tried not to think of the leaderboard too much and didn't really see many leaderboards all the way around. I knew we had to play well, knew we had to keep pushing forwards. And luckily had a good couple of breaks and also played very well, so very pleased.
Fleetwood said his short game left him a little short of winning outright.
Overall, I look back at the week, there were so many puffs that probably cost me being further ahead in the tournament, but that's golf, you know. There's a lot of assets to the game that you've got to do well to win. And, one put on 18 in the 72nd hole and really cover up that, you know, putting cost me in the end.
He did feel he was essentially unbeaten in regulation play.
Well, yeah, I played really, really good, and especially that back nine today. Felt really in control of my game, and at the end of the day, finished second. You know, one guy beat me. Well, nobody beat me over 72 holes.
But Fleetwood conceded it wasn't completely his day.
It was Aaron's time and Aaron's week. So, congratulations to him.
Ray felt a little for Fleetwood's struggles.
Tommy is a fantastic person. He's a better person than he is a golfer, which says a lot. So I genuinely didn't want to see that and didn't expect to see that.
Ray himself was a runner-up last week.
Golf is a great game. We always have the next week or the next tournament. So pretty soon after arriving here on Monday, the focus turned to trying to prepare for this week, really. And I tried not to dwell on it too much. And as you said, just took the positives, really played well. And it was nice just to be in that situation again, which definitely helped going into today.
Aaron Ray takes aim at another trophy this week at the BMW PGA Championship just south of London. But he is trying to keep a little mental distance from his win Sunday by sticking to the fundamentals of his game.
I played golf as much as possible without getting involved in the story of what happened the previous week or trying to win on that Sunday. that's probably what I'm most pleased of, is that I just stuck to what was the right thing to do and just to play the game, really.
Ray and the rest of the field will be tested by the always tough Wentworth course.
It's an awesome course. Anyone will tell you that. It's one of the best courses we play all year, and it's one of the most illustrious events that we have on the European Tour as well. The course is in fantastic shape. There was barely a divot on the fairway. The greens were perfect, so it's always a pleasure to be here and to play here.
English compatriot Danny Willett is the tournament's defending champion.
It's always nice to go back defending. Whatever golf tournament that may be, obviously means that you beat everyone that was there last year. You've obviously got nice memories of certain shots you hit in certain situations. But then it's also a bit of a tricky one because it can be a little bit of a distraction. There's a lot of stuff that you've got to do in and around before the event. So yeah, you kind of get all your media and your bits done, and then hopefully you can get out on the golf course and try and regain some of the memories and regain a little bit of that form that kind of allowed you to pick up the trophy the year before.
But coming into this year's event is unlike any season in which he's played.
It's not been great, to be honest. We were coming into a bit of nice form before the lockdown happened, and then we stayed in America, me and Nick and the kids, and I was training and practicing a little bit and doing some bits. But yeah, just haven't kind of come out the backside of it really firing where we'd like to be. So we're putting the work in, and hopefully we can kind of regain a little bit of that form that we've had in the past, and then try and crack on now for the next few months.
Willett says professional golf has been relatively safe amid the pandemic.
We're a very fortunate group of sportsmen in that we're able to play our game relatively unhindered. You know, they're trying to take as many precautions as they can to keep everyone in and around golf safe. You know, there's 156 guys, 156 caddies, maybe 300-400 staff that people don't even see behind the scenes, and everyone has to be tested, everyone has to be safe.
It's different without spectators, but Willett is happy with the sports governing body's efforts while everyone waits for a more normal future.
To be able to actually put golf on and keep it in such a safe little bubble is a hell of a job to really do. And I think the European Tour and the PGA Tours have done that fantastically well so far from what we've seen both sides of the pond. So, you know, fingers crossed we can continue to kind of get through this, everyone, and get back to a little bit more normal circumstance and get the fans back out on the golf courses to watch us play, you know, to give us that little bit of vibe back.
Stand up!
Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the sunny side of sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the sunny side of sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
In football, Bayern Munich's Polish striker Robert Lewandowski has won the 2019-2020 UEFA Men's Player of the Year Award.
Oh, I have to say, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling because, you know, if you work so hard and in the end you get this trophy, is something special. And I have to say, thank you to my teammates, to my coaches.
Didier Drogba received the 2020 UEFA President's Award. The former Chelsea and Ivory Coast striker was hailed as a pioneer.
I'm really proud of this, and I think this should be an example of what African people or people coming from different horizons and going to play in different countries could achieve with dedication and hard work.
Pernil Harder was named the 2019-2020 UEFA Women's Player of the Year. The 27-year-old forward from Denmark joined Chelsea from Wolfsburg last month.
I'm super honored to achieve this award. It's one of the biggest awards you can achieve individually in football. So I am super happy and very, very proud.
European champion Bayern was honored again, with Hansi Flick being named the UEFA Men's Coach of the Year. Yeah! From Wilma Rudolph to Serena Williams, a new book features some of the most prominent American women in sports.
The book is about some amazing women, American athletes, who persisted over often kind of physical or like other very real challenges in their lives.
That's the author, Chelsea Clinton, daughter of former U.S. President Bill Clinton and former U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton. Titled She Persisted in Sports, the book hopes to bring inspiring stories and accomplishments to children who will see a number of famous female athletes.
Certainly persisted against many people, often men, telling them, you know, no, like they shouldn't play a sport or they couldn't play a sport or they, you know, shouldn't outshine the boys or they couldn't actually really break a record. And thankfully, they did not listen to those voices or to that discouragement. And they very much like proved what was possible, whether on a field or in a pool or kind of on a mat or a beach, a court. And they're all really women who inspire me, and I hope they're going to inspire young readers.
Chelsea Clinton, who admits that she herself was never a great athlete, says she learned many lessons from her time playing sports as a child. She hopes to share those lessons with today's children.
I want the words and the images both to not be daunting. I want young readers, girls and boys alike, to feel like, oh, they can connect to these stories. They can see themselves in these stories. They can then kind of use these stories to think how they would want to see themselves in the future and to hopefully then draw kind of inspiration and persistence from that.
Clinton made a conscious effort to include female athletes from all different ages, ethnicities, races, and backgrounds. And she says their powerful stories are not just for little girls, but for boys to see what girls can do as well.
Children's books, like while there's been a lot of progress, like still are far more likely to have the main characters be gendered as male. Children's books, at least in the United States, are far more likely to be centered around white characters, both as a like as an author, but also as a parent. You know, I write books that I want my kids to see. I want my daughter to find inspiration from these women's stories. I also want my sons to find inspiration for these women's stories.
Chelsea Clinton's new book, She Persisted in Sports, is available in bookstores now. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.